Would everyone in the Missouri Senate please rise for a prayer by Reverend George, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
Proverbs 15:33 says, "The fear of the Lord is instruction in wisdom, and humility goes before honor." Almighty God, help us to approach our duties today with humility. And as we do, we ask for your wisdom and guidance in our decision-making. We thank you for the many blessings we have, including the blessing of serving the people of this great state. Help us now to be a blessing to the people we serve. We ask this in your holy name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll. Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Black, Bratton, Brown 16, Brown 26, Carter, Searpoy, Coleman, Crawford, Eigel, Fitzwater, Gannon, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Lukemeyer, May, McCreary, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Roberts, Rowden, Schroer, Thompson Rader, Trent, Washington, Williams.
A quorum has been established. The Senate is in Senator from Jefferson is also here. The Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of resolutions, and I have a resolution.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be resolution. Senator, please send your resolution forward.
Thank you, Mr. President. I ask that it be read.
Madam Secretary, please read the resolution.
Senate Resolution Number 1, offered by Senator O'Loughlin. Be it resolved by the Senate that the Secretary of Senate informed the House of Representatives that the Senate is duly convened and is now in session as provided by Article 3, Section 32 of the Constitution and is ready for the consideration of its business.
Senator from Shelby, would you care to explain your resolution any further? And if not, please ask for its adoption.
Mr. President, I move the resolution be adopted.
You've heard the motion for the Senator of Shelby County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, recognized to close.
Thank you. I close.
The Senator from Shelby has moved for the adoption of the resolution before the body. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted the resolution. Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, I have a resolution. I ask that it be read.
Please send your resolution forward. Madam Secretary, please read the resolution.
Senate Resolution Number 2, offered by Senator O'Loughlin. Be it resolved by the Senate that the rules of the Senate, as adopted by the 102nd General Assembly, second regular session, be declared to be the rules of the veto session of the 102nd General Assembly.
Senator from Shelby, would you care to explain your resolution?
Mr. President, I move the resolution be adopted.
Senator from Shelby moves that the resolution pertaining to the rules be adopted. Any discussion on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you recognize to close.
Thank you, I close.
Senator from Shelby renews her motion that the resolution before the body be adopted. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted the resolution. Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, please inquire of the Secretary if there are messages from the governor. If so, I ask the reading be waived and the message be printed in the journal.
Senator, the dais indicates there are no messages from the governor at the present time.
Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements, and I ask that you recognize me for an announcement.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be announcements. Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, while we wait for the House to send over their messages on any vetoed bills, I plan to recess so we can begin our employee recognition ceremony.
The order of business is announcements. Senator from Jefferson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have an announcement that is really frustrating to have to make. We are in the middle of the people of this state electing or re-electing a fresh slate of people who are going to serve in this General Assembly. And this General Assembly has taken great steps to eliminate DEI from what is happening in the state, from all of our state government practices. Members of the Republican Party, who make up a supermajority of the elected leaders of this state, have spoken consistently with one voice that while out-of-control states like California and New York and Illinois are basking in DEI, Missouri will not participate in that divisive policy. The University of Missouri, not always known as a bastion of conservatism, recently took steps to eliminate DEI from his campus. And you, Mr. President, at that time said, I am thankful for President Choi of the University of Missouri has decided to heed my call to eliminate this unnecessary division. The premise of DEI undermines individual responsibility, and these types of programs work against efforts to prepare students for the workforce. We here in this chamber were told then that this was not good for Mizzou, and it was not happening in state government. Well, Mr. President, I have been given proof that that is not true. DEI is being practiced currently in our state government, and our departments and our very own directors are attending DEI conferences and celebrating DEI awards and this divisive and coercive policy. I have in my possession a copy of a record that was turned over from the Department of Insurance showing from her own schedule that she attended a DEI conference as recently as June 5th. I'm happy to share that with any senator in this chamber. Mr. President, what is going on in that department? We have so many questions that I don't even know where to start. However, I will start by agreeing with you. When you told the people of this state this summer that you will oppose any DEI policies in our state government. And I'll go further and say until we figure out what is going on, that I will be unwilling to confirm anyone who will run it, and I will stand on the floor and block money going to the Department of Insurance until I can tell the people of Jefferson County that this director is gone and these corrosive policies are not happening in our state. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. The order of business is announcements. Senator from the 8th.
Mr. President, may I inquire of the senator from Newton?
Senator from Newton, do you yield to an inquiry?
I do.
She does. Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. I want to kind of add to what was just said from the senator from Jefferson. We've had some pretty heavy discussions around here between us and the House both on this issue of DEI. And the more I find out about it, the more divisive I find it is. I love the idea of merit-based systems working, and they work very well. And then when you interject this, it just bothers me. And as was just said, I thought the state was kind of steering clear of this minefield. And I thought that was a good thing. I think we've got a merit system that works really well. But yet we have somebody who, as the senator just said, received the 2023 Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Trailblazer Award for things going on in the insurance division. It just kind of surprised me. Did you know anything about that before today? Do you have any thoughts on that?
I found out about that a few days ago, actually, and was quite astonished to realize and to recognize that there is actually a director of one of our a director of policy over insurance would be so blatant as to go against, you know, the will of the body and to be able to be in so much contradiction with our desires and mindsets. To actually not just say that they're not doing it, but to be championing it is a whole nother level of...
I agree, and it's not just the will of the body, it's the will of the governor, too. I believe the governor's been pretty clear on this, so it just kind of surprised me. Hopefully this will be self-correcting, or as we move forward, this will be backed away from. But it's just strange to think, no matter how hard we try, this stuff still pops up here and there, and we just have to be vigilant, trying to keep an eye on it.
So. And hopefully, Senator, with us having this discussion and this being brought to light, then we won't have the hurdles this next legislative session about whether or not it is being implemented in
right.
the bureaucracy
I hope
of government.
So. Well, thank you, Senator, very
thank
much.
Thank you.
The order of business is announcement. Senator from Cass.
I request a point of personal privilege, please.
The Senator from Cass requests a point of personal privilege. Senator, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm going to read some numbers here that commemorates something that occurred 23 years ago today. And unfortunately, I'm watching the news and I'm seeing and scrolling, and it's almost like it's been erased in many facets. Now, we swore 23 years ago we would never forget. 846, 903, 937, 959, 1007, and 1028. What are those? Those are the times in which the North Tower, the South Tower were hit and struck by terrorists, then the collapse, and then the crashing of the plane of heroic Americans that took over more people wishing to inflict more harm on Americans. And last night we watched a debate, and I was literally mortified the fact that we had a presidential candidate that said the most egregious attack on American soil since the Civil War was January 6th. Yet 23 years ago today, we all had that impact moment in which we saw in horror 3,000 Americans lose their lives due to people that want to destroy this American dream. And today when we heard the national anthem, I was just in awe of the amazing job that young lady did to commemorate such an amazing nation. So I hope that you know, I know we're saying our grand goodbyes and everything, but let's not forget what united America literally for 20 years. And I say that it seems to be forgotten because I even went to look up, make sure that I was able to define the correct amount of deaths that occurred on 9/11. And when I went to even type it in my Google search to make sure I had 2,977 correct, it wouldn't even pull up in the Google search, you know, that it usually fills in. I mean, it's reprehensible to think that we're to this point now, we're going to potentially forget that. Or we have a presidential candidate that completely forgets the fact of why we are at war for decades and decades and decades. I'll never forget when that first plane hit. We had just brought home my oldest daughter. She was literally an infant from the hospital. She's never known life other than just 5 days without war, without someone wishing the demise of the land that she was born into. And I just hope that this body really memorializes and doesn't forget, and it seems as though that's a wanton desire to forget. So I ask that this body would at least give a moment of silence to commemorate those who lost their lives. And then for the next 23 years, fought and bled and died in foreign lands and foreign sands for this nation against true evil. Because I really do hope we don't forget. So with that, Mr. President, I would ask for at least a moment of silence to commemorate what tragically occurred 23 years ago today.
Would the members of the Missouri Senate and our guests and staff please stand and recognize a moment of silence in observance of the 23rd anniversary of the horrific attacks in New York and Washington, D.C. and Pennsylvania. Thank you. Thank you, Senator from Cass. Are there businesses announcements? The Senator from Green.
Thank you, Mr. President. Could I inquire of the Senator from Dallas?
Senator from Dallas, you yield to an inquiry.
I do.
She does. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. I wanted to just talk real briefly, and I know we're trying to move on to the next order of business here, but talk real briefly about Senate Bill 1359 that was passed earlier this year and went into effect. And I know that was a bill that you cared deeply about and one that would not have passed without your leadership, and I thank you for that. But that was a bill that was seeking to, you know, we talk a lot about, deregulation or right-sizing regulation, and that's essentially what 1359 was doing, was bringing what I think in the long run will prove to be the correct level of regulation for certain types of insurance companies. But since the passage of that bill and its signature by the governor and its implementation, there seems to be some indication that some of the protections that were put in there, particularly the 30-day grace period to respond to department inquiries about any kind of inquiry that they would have in an audit or an investigation, that the period of time that they have been given to provide those documents is perhaps being less than robustly enforced. Is that your understanding?
You know, Senator, I'm really glad that you inquired of me about this, because yes, that's exactly what I'm hearing too. And that's a little bit frustrating to me. I don't know about you, but you and I both worked on that issue very hard and thought we worked in good faith, thought the department worked in good faith, but it kind of feels like maybe they weren't working in good faith with the things that have happened since then. What do you think?
Well, I certainly hope that's not the case. You know, I understand that the agencies, the departments, they have a very difficult job. They have a lot of statutes that they have to interpret and try to implement. And so, you know, I understand that, you know, that is a difficult job that, you even if you're trying to get it right 100% of the time, no human endeavor is ever correct at that level of accuracy, unfortunately. So, you know, I'm always willing to give folks the benefit of the doubt. But I do think that this is a very important issue and one that I wanted to highlight, and I knew you wanted to highlight as well. Because the statute that was passed that the governor signed is one that I think is critically important to the average Missourian that uses insurance, the average Missourian that wants to have a good product that they can count on to cover losses that they might incur in life, and one that is priced at a price level that they can afford and that works for their families and their businesses. So it's a really critical thing that we get right, and I wanted to highlight this because my hope is that, as we go through the next few months and into next session, you know, we can figure out how to implement this bill in the spirit in which it was offered, and if additional help is needed, that we can find ways to provide that.
Well, I would agree with that. And, I think from even last session, there were a few rumblings coming. We were hearing that maybe they didn't really necessarily love that legislation. But, at that point in time, I said, if we need to make some tweaks along the way, I'm pretty sure I can get the players in the room to be able to do that. And that is still my pledge. I'm most happy to do that. What I'm not real happy about is for us to be maybe not ignored, but it kind of feels a little bit like what we wanted to happen and what's actually happening are not exactly the same. And I agree with you, there are all kinds of insurance companies, big, small, in between. We need them all. Competition is a good thing, and you know, I certainly don't want any department making it any harder. While we want our consumers protected, we also want our businesses protected that employ people, that pay taxes. And you know, there's a fine line there to balance all that on, and I want to make sure that we're not crossing the line, and hopefully our message will be received, because if not, you know, sometimes we get a bad rap as politicians, and you know, lobbyists get a bad rap, but you know, sometimes I find, I don't know about you, and maybe I shouldn't say it, but I'm going to anyway, sometimes the bureaucrats seem to be a bigger problem than what we may be. So I would hope that this message is received in the way that it's intended, and that maybe we can all work together, and things will get better from this point forward. If not, again, if we need to make some tweaks next session, I'm sure that you're willing, just like I am, to do so. But in the meantime, you know, let's play fair.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we want something that works, something that works for the people of Missouri. That's what we tried to craft in 1359. And, you know, I think it's only fair that bill, which is now law, be given a chance to be implemented in the manner in which it was offered. And yes, yeah, certainly. I mean, I think it goes to the fundamental, you know, I agree with you. I think it goes to the fundamental nature of our government that, you know, the legislature proposes new laws. The executive branch decides whether to, you know, sign those into law or veto them. But once they're signed into law, you know, now it is part of our body of politic. It's now something that should be faithfully implemented by the various organs of government. And, you know, certainly my constituents, people I talk to, they get very frustrated with the sense that there's a disconnect between their will at the ballot box and what the government, the organs of government do. And the translation in between those two things. And so I think it's very important that this be done right. I'm obviously very willing and eager to work with anyone to get the outcome that we want, which is good policy for the people of Missouri. And just, again, really appreciate your leadership on this.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate the inquiry, and hopefully this will get send the message that it's meant to send, and but again, perfectly willing to work on a few tweaks if we need to do that next session.
Absolutely. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President.
The order of business is announcements. Senator from Shelby.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate stand at recess for 15 minutes.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Shelby County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The Senate shall stand in recess until 12:55 this day.